This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
There are so many apps telling you that they can help you relax, unwind, and better your mental health.
There's so many.
Certainly, there are literally so many. And you've probably been to a dinner party where someone recommends a new trend to try for a healthier mind. With so much information out there, are there some handy tips we can all use to improve our mental health? Here to tell us more is Professor and Executive Director, MQ Health MindSpot, School of Psychological Sciences, Macquarie University, Nick Titov. Nick, welcome to Joy Drive.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for joining us. Firstly, Nick, you and your team have done some research. What were you hoping to identify?
Okay, look, the starting point really for our work was recognizing that we all have ideas about the kinds of things that we can do to stay physically healthy. So, for example, eat healthy meals every day, walk X number of thousand steps, brush your teeth twice a day. But our starting question was, what are the things we can do each day to stay mentally healthy, and how often should we do them? So we've been working in this area now for about 10 years, trying to identify, are there simple things which people can do to look after their mental health?
Nick, how did you go about in making your findings?
Gosh, it's been a really long process, Warren. We started off with a list of about 500 different things, evidence and anecdotes linked to good mental health. And they included things like practicing mindfulness, spirituality, kindness to others, gratitude, all those kinds of things. We drilled that list down to about 100 key things that were well defined as linked to mental health. And then we worked with about 7,000 Australians and asked them to complete a questionnaire where we listed all of those things. We asked people how often they did those things on a weekly basis, but we also asked people about symptoms of anxiety, depression, and satisfaction with life. And as you'd expect, lots of different things emerged as related to our mental health. But there were five key clusters or factors or, I guess, key areas which really came out as important for most people.
Nick, what were those five key areas?
Well, of those five, the two most important things were doing things which are enjoyable and fun, and practicing realistic thinking. Those are the two most important things.
What is realistic thinking?
Well, this is really about healthy thinking, and we'll probably recognize for all of us, when we're feeling healthy and positive, we usually have quite relaxed thoughts about the world, about the future, about ourselves. But when we're struggling, when we feel under pressure or down or overwhelmed, it's quite normal for people to start to become quite self-critical, and critical not only about ourselves, but about the world and the future. And healthy thinking and realistic thinking is really about stepping back from the way you're thinking, recognizing that our thoughts are, if you like, just an internal dialogue, they're not always accurate or correct, and actually being a bit more kind of realistic about our thoughts. And a lot of that is actually about treating ourselves with the respect that we would treat others.
Nick, as you was talking then, I was thinking about when I potentially have a lot of unrealistic thoughts. And I find if I wake up in the middle of the night, I find that if I think about things, I'm thinking that they're much worse than what they really are. And my thoughts are unrealistic at that time.
Yeah, look, that happens to most people. It's really common. And one of the things about this work is what we're identifying is that a lot of these things, these good habits, if you like, are things which most of us are doing. But one of the big outcomes from this research has been to show that it's not necessarily just the things we do. It's actually how often we do them. And it was almost night and day in terms of if people aren't doing these things very often. So, for example, once or twice a week, the difference in their mental well-being compared to if they were doing them 3 to 4 times or more each week was really quite marked. So what that means is we just actually have to be aware of our habits and practice the good stuff a bit more often.
Absolutely. We're chatting to Professor and Executive Director, MQ Health MindSpot. School of Psychological Sciences, Macquarie University, Nick Titov, about 5 keys to good mental health. We've mentioned that we want to be doing a good amount, so 3 to 4 times a week of meaningful activity. So that's doing something fun, something mm-hmm. that we like. And also we really want to be thinking healthily, and that means treating ourselves with the respect that we would treat others. For example, Nick, what are some of the other keys to good mental health?
Okay, 3 other key areas, and the third one is making sure that we have goals and plans, and that's really about forward thinking. When we're feeling down and feeling overwhelmed, we tend to think about the past, or we ruminate and worry about the current situation. If we have something to look forward to, even if it's something very small, like something an activity that you enjoy and you're looking forward to it, that can help us step out of, if you like, that dark space. So having goals and plans is 3. 4 is about having a healthy routine. And that's really about setting up our day. It might be as simple as going to bed and waking up at a regular time. And this is, again, one of those things that we often find slips by the wayside when we're starting to feel a bit overwhelmed. And the last domain, and it's no surprise, is about social connections and social bonds and staying connected with, you know, people we love, people we respect, positive people, and having those meaningful conversations or even just chatting. But doing that, again, 3 to 4 times a week is really beneficial.
Nick, many of us listening to this now will think, okay, these are great tips and, you know, we would like to implement them, make sure that we're feeling healthy about ourselves and our outlook on life. But reality is a lot of us get busy with what we're doing. We forget about these things. We might get into that period where we're feeling a bit flat. And, you know, once you're in it, it's hard to necessarily get out of it. What can we do to make sure that, you know, we keep reminding ourselves of these 5 key things?
There's a couple of things, and that's a really good point. It's a reality, isn't it? When we feel overwhelmed, well, we slip back. Mm. And once we've slipped back, it can be really hard to get up and going again. What we find, and we work clinically with a lot of people, and we support a lot of people through their journey of recovery, just building in 1 or 2 extra things a week really helps. That builds momentum. And these things don't have to be big things. It might be as simple as actually doing something you really enjoy but you haven't done for a while. As simple as listening to a favorite piece of music, reading a chapter of a book, watching a show, going for a walk, but doing that 1 or 2 more a week than you are currently doing, and letting that build, if you like, a really positive, healthy cycle where you're getting back into the rhythm of things.
It makes total sense, because I think so often when you get into these down spaces, you kind of let go of all 5 of these things and you're not doing any of them. And then if you tried to pick them all up at once, it can be really quite overwhelming. So that idea of just kind of picking up 1 or 2 at a time seems like a really great way to get back on board with them.
Yeah, and what, you know, you're absolutely right. And what most of us find is that when we're struggling, we let go of these things because, you know, we're concentrating on other activities, other priorities, and to try to actually do everything at once and resume our usual activities or lifestyle, we often just don't have the energy. So building in 1 or 2 things every week, it can actually really get us across that tipping point. And going back to that number, that magic number, 3 to 4 times a week, there's almost a tipping point there that, you know, I think we can all aim for.
Now, Nick, you've done a lot of the hard work for us and produced a bit of a checklist that we can use. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, look, it's a really simple resource. We've been, gosh, I think now working with maybe 25,000, 26,000 people, both here in Australia and in Canada, because we've been really very keen to test the results, to see how reliable, how valid, how robust the results are. And what we've done is create a very simple self-assessment sheet, because I think one of the challenges for us, as Em pointed out, is how do we keep all of this in mind? And to be honest, I actually have a version of this, which I've referred to on a pretty much a weekly basis, just to keep myself in check. And it's a simple checklist, and there are some examples from each of the 5 categories I mentioned. You can rate how often you're doing those on a scale based on how often you're doing them each week. And there are some suggestions, if you're not doing things enough, to perhaps help get you into a healthier zone.
And I'm just looking at the checklist now we've got up on the screen, and it is very, very simple. And it's something that I imagine would be really handy if you are in that negative space. Nick, where can we get this checklist?
If you go to our website, mindspots.org.au, it's freely available. We're encouraging people to download it, share it with family and friends, use it. It's really helpful.
Nick, a pleasure and a really important reminder to recognize what makes us happy and try not to let it slip. So thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Professor and Executive Director, MQ Health MindSpot, School of Psychological Sciences, Macquarie University. It was Nick Titov, and that website once again was mindspot.org.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.